With KECU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. California schools don't have enough teachers. And a big reason why is the cost of housing. Now, a growing number of school districts across the state are considering a radical solution, building their own teacher housing on school district land. KECU's Erica Mahoney reports.
L. Wiley's classroom is lined with twinkle lights. Math pictures cover the walls. She teaches Integrated Math 1 at Soquel High School, east of Santa Cruz, and she buys most of these classroom supplies herself. She says it's just one more thing to pay for each school year.
I can tell you I lived off of leftovers that students gave me for food for a couple weeks this year.
What's really draining her bank account is the cost of rent. About 40% of her monthly paycheck goes toward housing.
Every year I have the same question to myself. Am I going to be here this year? Am I going to teach here next year?
When Wiley was hired in 2016, she spent part of that year sleeping on a couch. She struggled for months to find somewhere affordable to live. Being a dog owner didn't help. Fast forward, and she now rents a room in a coworker's house. But Wiley says she's going to have to move soon, and she's running out of options. She's thinking about moving back home to Chico.
I feel like giving up. 100%. I love the school. I love my colleagues. I love my administration. I love my district office. I just personally cannot keep fighting for a place to live.
A recent study by USA Today ranks Santa Cruz as the least affordable city in the U.S. for teachers. San Jose and San Francisco ranked as the second and third least affordable places. To help, some California school districts are building their own housing for teachers. A state law passed in 2016 makes it easier by allowing districts to put teacher housing on district-owned property. At a former elementary school in Boulder Creek, Dr. Lori Bruton walks upstairs that overlook a 28-acre schoolyard.
And you could see it's really a beautiful campus.
Bruton is superintendent of the San Lorenzo Valley Unified School District. She says Redwood Elementary has been closed for 17 years. Now, the plan is to turn the classrooms into 33 below-market apartments for teachers.
The classrooms are bright, and there's a lot of greenery around, and there's a lot of flat space. So you can see, like, this is a great patio right here at the entrance of this classroom.
The project is estimated to cost the district nearly $10 million. Bruton hopes the investment will help hire and keep teachers around. And she says that will ultimately help the students.
If you're a young teacher and you raise a family in this area and your kids go to school here, that's a whole different level of ownership to the community and to the school.
It allows housing in a location we never thought about it before. And that's phenomenal. We should do more of that.
Billy Riggs is a professor at the University of San Francisco School of Management.
We potentially have people traveling less. There is an environmental co-benefit there that cannot be dismissed.
Riggs would like to see California embrace workforce housing for all kinds of professions. But he says that 2016 Teacher Housing Act is a step in the right direction.
We should allow more housing in places where people work.
San Mateo Community College and Santa Clara Unified have already built employee housing, to name a few. Now, school districts across the state are exploring the option, including where L. Wiley teaches, Santa Cruz City Schools. She says she would move into teacher housing in a heartbeat.
I just know in my head, I can't even think about it because I know it's not going to happen, so I can't get my dreams up like that.
But just last month, Santa Cruz City Schools took their exploration one step forward. It's now in the process of hiring an architect to start making plans for their teacher housing, just behind the Natural Bridges High School campus. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.